And then they have a picture of deer standing in a parking lot. It says like customer parking only, but the deer clearly have caught on to the fact that they're being filmed because they're looking right at the camera. It's actually kind of creepy.
Really?
They ask, how aggressive can deer be?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah. Welcome to Hey You Know It. My name is Jaquetta Sotmar, and I'm here with my co-host,
Katie Kazmir. Hey You Know It is a podcast that tells you how it is or how it should be.
You can listen to Hey You Know It on iTunes, a new episode every Monday.
And here they are, Jaquetta and Katie.
I love it. So anyway, this is our fall episode. Welcome to fall.
Yes, everyone. Welcome to fall.
Katie,
thank you for joining us for this autumnal season that we all enjoy. Yes.
And Katie had mentioned this before we started, but what is fall or autumn often referred to as?
Autumn has been called the hectic beauty of death.
Who called
I've
it that?
I've never heard that.
I kind of like it. I mean, it's kind of morbid, but it's also, you know, it's a little bit interesting. Okay. So you're going to inundate us with some fun facts.
Yeah, I got some fun facts about autumn. Because
cool.
It's one of my favorite seasons. I like autumn and winter.
It is my favorite season. Like this time of the year is really nice. Once the humidity dies down, hopefully that will go away.
Right.
We get some nice breeze. It's fresh, you know, sweaters, hot chocolate
boots.
With booze in it, boots, you know.
You say booze, I say boots.
Yeah, pashminas, fake and otherwise, capes.
Right, right. Okay, so here's some colorful facts about autumn. Did you know the levels of testosterone in both men and women are at their highest in the fall?
Really?
Yes.
How do they measure that? They just notice really, really aggressive women? Like, what happened?
Well, scientists speculate the surge may be a result of ancient mating instincts.
Okay.
And the fall rutting season.
Really?
Yeah.
I always think of, like, winter time is that, like, when it's, you know, like, early winter, I feel like that's when people, the rush is on to, like, lock up the booty.
Yeah, they say that it might be due to the decreasing daylight.
Okay.
And it's triggered by the lack of sunlight.
Okay, so, like, it's dark earlier, people are feeling sexy.
They're like,
Oh, okay. Yours is more of a panic.
Yeah.
Mine is more like, sweet, I got extra hours at the bar.
Yeah.
Because it's getting late early.
Oh gosh, autumn babies are more likely to live to 100.
Really?
Than the other seasons.
I guess that I'm out.
Yeah, autumn babies are born between September and November. I'm out too.
Yeah. What do we make it to?
I don't
know. It's like 72.
Boom.
Yeah.
Just
enjoy today is what it says.
We are more likely to, they are more likely to live to 100 than those born at other times of the year.
Okay.
Like I just said.
Yeah. As a recap.
And did you know that they are more likely to live to 100? All right, that's got to stop.
They're going to be up to a century old, is what you're saying? So you're saying the chances of them getting to 100 are better if they're born in the autumn?
There was another study that says that men think women are more attractive in the cooler season.
Okay. I feel more attractive in the cooler season because I can cover up more things that I don't like about myself.
And you're not, like, dripping with sweat.
Yeah.
Too,
but, I mean, you can really mask whatever you have going on. You got one smaller boob, no one's going to notice you have two sweaters on and a cape.
Right.
You know?
Right. It says one theory is that men's testosterone levels rise during the fall. Another theory is that is the contrast effect. During the summer, men are frequently exposed to scantily clad women, but not so much in the autumn, which shifts attractiveness criteria in woman's favor in the fall.
So you can just wear a sheet head to toe.
And you're like, wow.
Well, that's like the whole thing of the, you know, the cold shoulder sweaters. I'm sure you've seen that with the shoulders cut out.
Uh-huh.
I wonder how guys feel about that. Because it's like, that's all you're going to see.
That's it. That's,
you know, that's really exciting.
Hope you get an eyeful.
And who doesn't have a nice shoulder? Like, you got to be messed up. You know, you don't get, I'm just thinking, like, because you don't
What's
usually.
What's wrong with the shoulder? You're right.
But you usually don't get acne on it. I'm thinking about, like,
right.
Things like that. Like, I don't think my shoulder's going to sag anytime soon.
Right.
I hope not.
Yeah, it has a shapely shape.
Yeah, you don't say anything about, like, yeah, my shoulder's down by my elbow. Like,
oh,
that doesn't
right.
happen.
Right. People, yeah, well, they complain about ankles. They say, oh, I have cankles, but you don't have a shoulder.
You know what?
Cankle.
Leg warmers. You got cankles, leg warmers. If something's wrong with your shoulders, I don't know what to say.
Scientists believe males evolved to be sexually primed for food, which made autumn's harvest.
Really? Hold on. Sexually primed for food?
Yeah, that's okay. What it says here. That's what it says. Which made autumn's harvest time an ideal time to find a mate and reproduce.
So are the women at this point looking to see how many nuts you got squirreled away? You know, like right. That kind of thing? What's in your stash?
Right. Also, oh, listen to this. This is for all the basics out there.
Okay.
Okay. In fact, studies show that a mix of pumpkin pie and donuts increased penile flow by 20%.
Really?
Yes.
20%? I'm sorry. If that's true, we would have heard about this long before, like, Starbucks came out with their weird drink.
I know. Maybe that's why it's so
such a
prevalent.
I have something on that, actually. Pumpkin everywhere.
A pumpkin pie lavender mix increased the penile blood flow by 40%.
Pumpkin and lavender?
Yeah.
Good luck getting your guy to eat that. You have to sneak it by
him. Think about all the penis enhancement things
I know,
we've talked
but I feel like
in the past.
Guys like a penis enhancement thing that looks ridiculous and is like a system. I think this like lavender pumpkin thing, they'd be like, witches. It might actually work, though.
It might,
and if it doesn't work, what's the worst thing that's happened? You've had a little lavender, you've had some pumpkin.
Yeah.
You know? You're not walking around with some bizarre thing that looks like a bridge on your Johnson for half the day. Like,
but it's a contraption. It's got to work.
Yeah, it's got to work. Yeah. For $19.99 a month and this DVD.
Yeah. No, but this is, researchers found that during the cooler months of autumn, men are more likely to cozy up with their sweethearts and watch romantic comedies.
Ew. I will not watch a romantic comedy with anybody.
How cold it gets?
I don't give a shit if we're on the Arctic.
You're not going to
And you're the last man on Earth. I would say that Greg and I argue about this all the time. I think Annie Hall is a romantic comedy. That's as romantic comedy as I get. Yeah, that's it.
That's it. No Katherine Heigl movies for
Please.
You?
Please. No. Why the long face?
Drew Barrymore?
No. No. Yeah, Annie Hall is my idea of a good romantic movie. I know they don't end up together. Spoiler alert from 1974.
But you mean if some foxy bastard came over with a DVD?
Of, like, 28 dresses or
28
whatever?
Dresses.
No.
No?
See the door, my friend.
You're going to be, like, sit on the
other Yeah, leave the booze, the sweater, the pumpkin, and get to stepping. No way. All right, what else?
Okay, well, during the spring and summer, most people eat more carbs.
Huh. Okay. Really? Not me.
Yeah, all right. However, they develop a tendency for fattier foods in the autumn.
Oh, I had a loaf of bread on the way here. Just because it's a little cooler
slice
outside.
Slice after slice. Just pulling me
slice?
Down, like,
I didn't cut it up.
Oh, no.
I hollowed it out and filled it up with pumpkin. Eat that.
The word harvest comes from the Old Norse word host, which means...
What?
That's what I interpret it.
Is there like a slash over the O or something?
No,
okay.
I'm doing it. I'm bringing...
Your heritage?
My essence to this.
Okay.
Okay. It means to gather or pluck.
Okay.
As people moved to the cities, harvest fell out of use and city dwellers began to use the fall of the leaf.
Really?
Which was shortened to fall.
That's interesting. I didn't know that. That's cool.
Yeah. Women lose more hair in the fall.
Really? I don't know about that. I don't pay attention to how much hair I lose or don't lose.
And they say that women hold on to their hair during the summer to protect the scalp.
Women, hold on to your hair, ladies. Don't
it's
let it go.
Time. Yeah. But they do to protect their scalp against the midday sun.
In the fall, they shave it. They wear floppy hats.
You think that it would grow more because it's getting cooler out, so you would just like kind of get hairy.
I would think so. You would need that extra hair, right, to keep yourself cool.
Get hairy, ladies.
Yeah, go for it. I always want to wear hats at this time of year, but I'm not a hat. I can't do it. My hair requires too much, you know, refluffing and styling afterwards to put on the hat even for like a minute. You don't wear hats either.
No, I don't like a hat.
You don't like? Do you not like it because of having to fix your hair again? You're just not a hat person.
No, I just don't like anything on my head. And I don't like wearing glasses. I don't like wearing sunglasses either. I don't like anything on my face or on my head.
No, I don't think I've ever seen you wear sunglasses.
I don't like
That's weird.
Yeah.
Huh. And your eyes don't get bothered? You're like, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it at all.
I make it happen.
It's all right. But I tell you, when I did go to Dubai.
Mm-hmm. Did you wear glasses?
I wore sunglasses.
Yeah, I saw
there.
Pictures. Okay.
Claudine, who is a mutual friend of Jaquetta's and I, she forced me to wear them.
Really?
She said, don't you dare. She's like, you're walking around.
Looking mean. Looking mean and angry. And like you're scanning the horizon at the same time.
Yeah, and there's nothing like the desert sun beating down upon your eyes.
You can go blind.
Yeah, she's like, you're going to get cataracts.
Did she force them on you physically?
Yeah. Thank you, Claudine. Yeah. It was nice of you.
Were they blue blockers or were they real sunglasses? She should have made you get those huge ones that look like you're at Home Depot.
Yeah, right.
In the sun.
according to the seasonal patterns of relationships in Facebook profiles.
Okay. Wow. This is like the lowest level of research.
I know. Autumn is the time when more singles change their status to relationship or mm-hmm. engaged than the yearly average.
Well, what if some people just go along with it anyway?
Yeah, I'm just going to change it.
It's October. Guess what? I'm free.
Yeah.
Here I am.
And more breakups occur during the summer.
Okay, yeah. That makes sense. Because mm-hmm. people are out and about. They're doing stuff. They see something better.
Oh, gosh. Well, heart attacks and car accidents increase after the start of daylight savings time in the spring.
Why heart attacks?
The opposite is true for the end of it in the fall. Heart attacks and accidents decrease.
Huh.
The Monday after daylight savings time begins.
People have fewer heart attacks? That's interesting. Any follow-up on that? Or
no,
just like, that's just the way it is?
It's just boom. They just dropped Mike and walked on. Wow.
Maybe if you think you're going to have a heart attack, you need to go somewhere with more sun. Like, you need to head south, my friend.
Athletic children are more likely to be born in autumn and winter months.
How did I know that before time? That's just athletic children. Okay.
Those born in the spring were the most sluggish.
The slow-moving kids. It's so bizarre.
Oh, God. These are the things.
That's interesting. Fun facts about autumn. So I wanted to, you're talking about pumpkin. And apparently, pumpkin has taken over as a flavor.
Pumpkin is a big deal.
It's like huge at Starbucks. I don't go to Starbucks. I don't know if you do.
It surpassed the apple, which is all American.
Really? So more people are having these pumpkin latte things than apple cider?
Yeah.
That's
absolutely
wrong. Because nothing tastes better in the fall than a nice hot apple cider that you've gotten some somewhere and you pull a nip out of your pocket, boom, right in there.
Out of your pocket.
Yes, because classy. So it says 12 years from the Register, 12 years after Starbucks poured its first pumpkin spice latte. I haven't had one yet. Have you?
No. I had it years ago.
I'm not a flavor coffee person.
No.
Coffee is the flavor I like.
I like coffee-flavored coffee, too.
And I like other things that taste like coffee.
Yeah.
It says, the humble pumpkin has become a cultural force that's divisive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't know that, like, Republicans and Democrats.
Oh yes. It's
deeply polarizing autumnal squash, it's called. As well.
It's a big deal. Yes.
It's one of the most celebrated symbols of fall, or it's an inescapable menace. So apparently, sales of pumpkin flavored anything have soared to $360 million, up 11% on the previous year and 80% since 2011.
What?
So apparently nobody was doing anything with pumpkin, and now it's like the rage.
Oh my God. You're right.
It's everywhere.
Yeah.
Makers of pumpkin flavored foods have sold. They're proving that it's not just a moneymaker. I mean, sorry, it's not just a joke. It says sales of pumpkin-flavored dog food surged past $12 million last year, up from $2 million two years ago.
Do we just crave change in this world where we
this
are...
This is too much.
Everything is so available all the time. You know how they say, you know, you should eat locally and eat seasonally and things like that. But everything is available all the time.
Yeah, so we have to make a...
So it's something that is specific to a season that is so closely associated.
They got to make. But, I mean, I think you skipped over that I said pumpkin-flavored dog food.
I didn't.
Our dogs so cushy nowadays that they, too, have jumped on board with the pumpkin
from the suburbs. Shop at Target.
So it says there's the dog food, pumpkin-flavored pasta sauce, pumpkin-flavored chewing gum, and pumpkin-flavored peanut butter.
See, that's going too far.
Yeah, I feel like peanut butter already has a taste.
Yeah.
Am I wrong here?
And it's a pretty strong taste.
And it's used to flavor other things.
Yeah.
It says here, Planters and Pringles have sold pumpkin spice almonds.
No.
Yoplait has a Greek yogurt packed full of pumpkin seeds. And then,
well, that's real seeds.
Yeah, actual seeds. That's not bad.
That's not bad. That's what you should be.
Petco sells a Harvest Sunrise chicken and pumpkin cat food. With a review that says, my cats go crazy with anticipation when I open a can of it. Any can. Woman?
Yeah.
Like, they don't care if there's a foot in there.
Yeah.
If they hear a can opening, they're conditioned, you know.
To come by and jump on your face.
Yeah. So I did a little research to see, like, what's out there in terms of what tastes like pumpkins. Pumpkin is not really a big flavor for me. But these are some of the best and the worst. It's Jack's Pumpkin Spice Ale. I mean, that's fine.
That's okay. If you're going to put some alcohol in along with the pumpkin, then I'm down with it. But if you're going to ruin my coffee.
No, I'm not interested.
Or my dessert.
It says Pumpkin Spice Oreos. I don't know. That doesn't sound good to me. I'm not a big Oreo fan, but when I do have Oreos, just give me the original. I don't know. Pumpkin spice Eggo waffles. Pumpkin Ghirardelli squares, those are the chocolate pieces. Entenmann's pumpkin loaf cake. I mean, I'd probably just eat it because it's Entenmann's.
Right. It's got sugar in there.
I'll be like, and it tasted like pumpkin. I didn't observe that while I was scarfing it down.
It really was just like pumpkin treats. It should have been some kind of donut or a cake or something. Yeah. And a drink, and that's it.
Pumpkin pie? You know, like basic pumpkin pie. Here's Country Crock pumpkin spice.
What do you do with it?
I guess, because Country Crock is margarine, right? Well, this is a pumpkin spice flavored margarine. I guess you spread it on your pumpkin loaf. I don't know. Then there's something called...
You toast the pumpkin loaf and then put the pumpkin spice.
Thomas's English muffins, pumpkin style.
No. See, this is a little bit too much. Now they're going to start ruining the bologna. Pumpkin spice bologna.
That sounds awful. Pumpkin spice jello. This is a flavor and texture combination that I don't appreciate.
This is the thing that we talked about in a previous show where food... People are not, they're just looking for something new. They don't care how it tastes.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter, yeah, really.
It doesn't matter
whatever.
At all.
Whatever
is out there. I'm sure, I didn't check, but I'm sure if I looked hard enough, I could find pumpkin flavored condoms.
How about cigarettes?
Sadly, no.
Okay.
Just mint. It's basically pumpkin. What they're saying, one of the problems with pumpkin is that, you're right, nobody ever wakes up in the middle of the night and is like, yeah, I'm really craving the taste of pumpkin. Most people don't know what pumpkin tastes like.
Right.
Like, I've roasted pumpkins before. It's not that exciting. Unless you put some sugar, some butter, and some, like, spices on
it. Some spice, and that's it. It's just...
You're not getting anything. You might as well just be having an acorn squash or a butternut squash.
So you're really tasting just some spicy, what is the spice?
It could be nutmeg, it could be cinnamon, it could be a lot of different things. But I think in the article does mention, I think in the case of Starbucks, it's just some weird, shit that they made, like, off the turnpike. Yeah. I don't know. you don't even know what it is.
It's not pumpkin you're tasting, it is sugar.
Yeah, it's sugar and chemical. And then
a
lot of flavor. Some people say that it smells like drinking a candle, which is not really a positive thing in my mind.
It's just that aroma that comes off that you're
so you don't enjoying. Know you could be having a piece of fried chicken. You smell pumpkin, you think you're having pumpkin. Like, I think it's that, like, the flavor of pumpkin is that, like, discreet to me that unless I'm told what it is or it's, like, heavily flavored with the sugar and the butter, I'm not going to know it's pumpkin.
Right.
So pumpkin is out there. If you enjoy it good, personally, I'm staying away.
Yeah.
Except for the seeds.
But it's also
and pie.
It's so closely associated with the basic white girl.
Yes, that's right. A lot of the articles mentioned that. Can we say basic now? Is it back in?
I guess so. I'm allowing it for this show.
I'll allow it because you represent.
Yes.
I'm co-signing onto that.
So basic white girl.
Yes, and now is your time to get your boyfriend's sweater, listen to some Weezer, and have a pumpkin spice latte.
And when you wear your boyfriend's sweater, pull down the sleeves into your hand and pull them down and go, I'm so cold.
That's the worst. And that's why I hate Pam from The Office.
Yeah.
She is basic.
Yes.
With her kids.
Yeah.
All right. What do you have? You're listening to Hey You Know It with Jaquetta Sotmari and
Katie Kazmir.
We're telling you how it is and how it should be.
Here, Tales from the Campfire.
Oh, so Kales, my lord. Tales from Dirt Campfire is a segment that we do where we go on the internet and we find tales of fake lore, folklore, legends, ghost stories, tales of the paranormal, and we retell them here around the digital campfire. So
gather around, listeners.
Yeah,
and fall is the best time to gather around the campfire.
Yes, pretty soon we'll be doing another Hey Boo, Know It.
Oh, no. Okay, this one is called An Autumn Evening.
Okay. An autumn evening.
Yes. The author is a teenager.
Okay. 18. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. It was the autumn of 2006, and my story took place, which made me 10 years old.
Okay.
I was at my grandmother's house, and my brother, grandmother, and I were watching something on TV.
What? Could you be more specific? She's obviously never written one of these before. Specificity.
Oh, get ready.
Oh, okay.
Specificity, because let me describe the living room.
Please do.
When you just walk in there from the kitchen, dead ahead there's a balcony door, and just about more than half a meter beside the door there is a couch. The TV is just by the left
half
wall.
Half a meter? Was this Canada? Meters?
No, they're actually Sweden.
Okay.
The TV is just by the left wall. And the right wall is another couch where my brother and my grandmother were sitting.
Okay, now we've got that together.
I was sitting on the couch by the door, not really paying attention to whatever we were watching.
Okay.
Just staring off into the whatever. I also made it a habit to look through the glass door because Swedish autumn evenings are kind of mysterious.
So on the reg?
Yeah.
Like every 5 minutes, just glance out there and see what's going on.
Yeah, because they're mysterious and somehow fascinating.
Yeah, and whatever was on TV was just not up to scratch.
Well, Grandma and the brother were
watching. Oh, that's right. What's it going to be, like Family Feud Swedish style?
It's probably like America's Funniest Home Videos.
Oh, no. Is that still on?
Yeah.
Those are the worst.
I was shocked to see a woman outside the door. She was tall. About 180 centimeters.
Okay. Wow.
That's almost 6 feet.
Massive.
1.83.
Although in Sweden, aren't they all tall? Anyway, okay.
And she had curly hair that reached down her back.
Well, that's the sketchy part. This is Sweden people.
Yeah. She was wearing something that looked like a 19th century ball gown.
Okay.
Her eyes were staring straight forward.
Was it a 19th century ball gown?
It was something that looked like
okay.
it.
Okay. It could have been anything.
It could have been from an 80s video.
Yes.
We don't know.
We don't know.
Her eyes were staring straight forward, and I don't think she saw me. But she didn't look like a regular person.
Okay.
She was like water.
Okay.
The woman looked at like she was about 18 to 20 years old. She was stretching her hand forward as if she was going to open the door, but just as she was about to touch the handle, she vanished. Now, I am 14 years old, and this interests me.
Okay. She's like, I'm not letting this one go.
Of course, 14-year-old boy and an 18-year-old woman comes by in a gown.
Let's see what's going on.
Yeah. When I was 12, I was on a camp with some friends. We were telling ghost stories, and I told the story. Then something I never expected happened. Daniel told me he saw this woman, too. Apparently, my description fitted the woman he had seen perfectly.
Huh.
When I was just 11, however, I was in a theater group.
We're going back. When I was four.
11-year-old in a theater group.
Yes.
It was the day of the show, and we had just acted it out for the first time.
Okay.
Wow. And we were going to have lunch. Only Nike and I were left, and I told her, too, about this mysterious woman. She said immediately that the one I had seen was the White Lady.
Oh, of Sweden.
And she was a good spirit. But I was lucky. The White Lady has a twin, namely the Black Lady, who is an evil spirit.
Of course. The Black Lady is an evil spirit. Okay.
If you've seen this particular woman, tell me. I've been wondering about this for a while. And in the comments, they say, I've actually seen both. White Lady...
hanging out together. They don't care. They're twins, and they're up for it.
The White Lady died in the 1800s on the night of her wedding. Other than that, I don't know much about her.
What about the Black Lady? Nothing?
Oh, no. The black wears a hooded veil and a black Victorian dress. I've seen her. Her face doesn't show.
Okay. Acne. That's interesting.
And then they say, it looks like the White Lady. She's a banshee, and when she appears, a family member is going to die. She did not scream.
No, she didn't scream. We've talked about this before. Oh, banshees, you know, they make the loud noise, the wailing and the screeching, and that's how you know about them.
I say, most beliefs use white and black to contrast good and evil, which is dumb.
Yeah. We all know it to be the other way around, people. Read the books. Read the history books.
Yeah, right. But she goes, I feel spirits are 100% neutral and have the will to choose to do as humans, so...
they're neither Republican nor Democrat.
They have freedom of will of choice.
Yes.
They can. However, great story. I like it. Keep posting. I'll keep reading them.
Wow. Has this person posted it? Like, keep putting them up. I'll keep reading.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, so it's
you know, I like it. A teen, the Black Lady and the White Lady in Victorian dress. Yeah. Interesting. What do you think it was?
I don't know. All right. She had that. She looked like water.
Okay.
And so I think it was a.
What do you mean, like shimmering or? Yeah.
And then she went out. She made a motion. She tried to open up the door.
Mm-hmm. And she couldn't touch it. This is a ghost. Classic ghost.
It's what they call a residual
apparition, okay.
Which means it's like kind of like the same action keeps. Playing over and over, almost like, help me, Obi-Wan, you're my only hope, you know, that kind of hologram.
So it's something that maybe this woman was trying to do, or maybe it's the last thing that she did, or she had a desire to do this thing, and she keeps repeating it over and over again, and people are saying it.
Right, it was such a strong emotion, whatever she was doing, that when she did die, that emotion still stayed.
It's still
and
there.
It's somehow.
Now, what about this black chick? Nothing? No story from her? Come on, teenager. Where's the other side of the story?
I read also, you know, the hotel in Colorado that Stephen King wrote The Shining about?
Mm-hmm. That's in Colorado?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And yeah, there's a lot of residual hauntings, apparently, just like these kind of apparitions repeating the same action over and over.
Mm-hmm.
And they said there's a lot of quartz underneath the hotel, and they feel like the quartz is almost like a tape recorder of sorts.
Really? That's gross. I didn't know that was in Connecticut.
No, I don't weird. Know. Okay. Well, maybe, some other state.
I'm not disputing it. I'm just like, wow, okay. I didn't know it was an actual place.
Oh, yeah.
So I have something here. I because I'm from rural Maryland, this is a very dangerous time where I'm from because of deer.
Because deer I laugh at out. You, but they are no joke.
Yes,
actually.
They are no joke. You yeah. hit a deer, that may be the last thing you ever hit.
Yeah.
So I found this article from Oregon.
Things that if you hit, they will be the last thing you ever hit.
Moose.
Me.
Deer.
You.
Yes, this will be your last thing. It says here, one town in Oregon is experiencing a rather unique deer problem. And then they have a picture of deer standing in a parking lot. It says, like, customer parking only. But the deer clearly have caught on to the fact that they're being filmed because they're looking right at the camera. It's actually kind of creepy.
Really?
They ask, how aggressive can deer be?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah. If anything, they have a reputation for being flighty rather than confrontational. But apparently in Ashland, Oregon, people have been, the deer have not become afraid. They're not fearful of people anymore. Mm-hmm. People have, and I'm guessing people have been feeding them. People have been like, you know, cooing at them. They're wild.
Cooing at them.
Because yeah. you know how people are. Like, this is a suburb.
Yeah.
So when people see animals, I think in a suburban context, they forget that these are wild animals.
Right.
That they have no problem trampling your ass or right. like at least giving you a deer tick or yeah. like whatever it is. So it says here.
I've got more of that where that one came from.
Yeah.
By the way.
We're a herd people. Don't play. It said the town recently held a community deer summit. After weeks of complaints from residents and high-profile cases, including members of local families who were chased by some does. They must have felt like assholes.
You're chased by a doe.
But if I see a couple people running by and then I see some deer, I'm not doing anything.
I tell you, this is James Patterson's zoo coming to life where the animals fight back.
It says one woman got trampled.
Well,
in her driveway last fall.
Well,
stay
fault.
Out of it. Stay out of it. According to Oregon Public Broadcasting, the meeting was packed and it was standing room only.
I would like to see a deer symposium where everyone takes part in a certain way and brings something to the table.
I wanted to see what the deer were talking about. Well, yeah. they were like, you know, they're all in there now. If we just wait out here, we could trail them all
yeah.
when they come out. They come out of this tiny little door. It says, one woman said about the deer, they wait 3 feet outside my car door. And the horn doesn't drive them away. The car doesn't drive them away. I've sat in my car for 20 minutes feeling intimidated and not wanting to get out of the vehicle.
They don't have hands. What are the deer going to do?
Woman, just, have you heard about guns? I mean, this is how we, this is, it's, okay.
Why doesn't she have fire? Why doesn't she get a torch?
Exactly.
And just, like, walk.
But this is what I say, like, sometimes people, when they're not in a rural environment, they forget about these things. They forget about, like, what naturally scares an animal. So a horn may mean nothing to a deer. Mm-hmm. But if you start waving something or, you know, anyway, I can't imagine sitting in my car. Oh, I'm going to call Katie. I'm still here.
This deer's looking at me.
Fucking doe is giving me the once over that you don't even want to know about it.
The doe eye. I'm getting the doe eye from
yes. it. And that's not what you think it means. It says Ashland has about 20,000 people and the deer population is 300. I don't know what's wrong with these people. 300 deer. Someone said.
They're just calling the deer call themselves the 300.
Yes. They're strong.
Yeah.
It says, over the decades, people have not put fear into the deer. When deer don't fear people, they come closer and they don't look at them as a threat. Yeah. So someone said, maybe we should start shooting the deer.
Maybe.
Yes. And then someone was like, no, that's not going to happen here. Have you ever been here? So apparently this is some kind of a town where they're like,
don't shoot deer.
So open to nature that now they're being harassed by deer. I hope more things come in. I hope that the raccoons catch on.
Oh, I think
I hope the finches get to it.
This is the perfect time in history of the world for
yeah.
the animals to take over.
Do you think
over.
Maybe they saw James? They were looking at the James Patterson thing through someone's window and were
probably.
Like, we can do this.
And they're like, oh.
Duh. Really? We've been prancing this whole time like assholes.
Yeah.
We could have been on the attack.
Yeah.
I've got horns. What am I doing? What am I afraid of? It's
I know, and we've all this time we've been looking into the headlights.
Mm-hmm. Like deer.
Yeah.
It says a recent and well-publicized attack on the homeowner and by a deer protecting its fawn serves as a reminder that we share our community with all manner of wildlife. No, you don't share my lawn. I'm sorry.
No, get off
I'm
my
I'm sorry
lawn.
That you had a fawn with you, but you need to get to stepping. Prance
yeah.
on out of here, my friend. So these people actually, they're feeling terrorized by deer. And the pictures in the article, the deer, they're just like.
They're just looking at you hard.
Bring it.
Yeah.
Yes. All right, what do you have?
Well, like I mentioned earlier, it's the time of year, it's rutting season.
Yes, speaking of which.
Yeah, so this is fall dating tips to be a little more, you know, gentle about it.
Wait outside our car for 20 minutes.
Okay, so fall dating tips. Do take advantage of the cool weather.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
As the summer humidity and stickiness melts away, take advantage of the cooler temperatures and plan dates outdoors.
Wait, did you say as the summer melts away?
Yeah, with the humidity.
That doesn't sound right.
Okay, hiking, apple picking, and picnicking are all great ideas.
Oh, no. Those are boring.
Or stay inside and bundle up in a cashmere sweater with your honey and enjoy a nice bottle of wine.
These people are fancy with their cashmere. I do 7% cashmere. That's as hard as I'm willing to
7%?
Go. 7%? Yeah, I don't have that kind of cash.
Or how about cashmere with a K?
It's cashmere with a K. Just the trim is cashmere.
Okay, don't expect your summer fling to last.
Okay, because it's not going to.
You put in all that work in the summer, they're not going to stay.
Yeah, forget it.
They melt away. Yeah, they melt away with the summer. Summer and vacation romances are fun, but they're not called summer loves for no reason.
They're called summer love because it happens in the summer.
Yeah, because you met in the summer.
Yeah, that's the only reason.
Yeah.
It's not called summer love because it's not going to last.
Right.
You know.
As people return back to school and work, hot and heavy summer flings often cool off too.
Okay.
So don't pressure yourself and feel bad, like your childhood camp romances.
What? Who? Okay. Or, by the time I had a camp romance, I didn't care anymore.
Or your adult one's belly up too. What?
What? Excuse me?
Your adult belly ups? Is that another youth?
That sounds disgusting. Belly up in my mind means like move it over to the bar, like shift it over to the bar.
Belly up to the gun of the bar for a drink, but an adult belly up.
Belly up. Oh no. That sounds terrible. That's almost as bad as bumping uglies, which I'm not 100% sure, and I don't even want to think about that. What that is. That could be a slur. I don't know. I don't want to know.
Bumping uglies during your adult belly up.
Woo. What? Okay.
All right. Here's another one. Do go back to dating school.
Okay.
Even if it's...
Belly on up to it.
Even if it's been a while since you were in school, it's never too late to learn a new dating trick.
Okay. A trick? I want to see pick a card, any card.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Pull a quarter out from behind
the mirror. Repeatedly. And then feed the meter. Make it useful.
Even the savviest of daters can benefit from some expert relationship advice.
So, are they going to get to it? This is the preamble, the wind up. This is the belly up part.
Take a gander.
My belly is up at this point.
I got the four R's.
What's the four R's? Rehearse, record, rinse, or repair.
209 West 40th Street. #BlockLifeNYC.
Continuing education classes are really great places to meet new people, especially if you take classes like real estate, sailing, entrepreneurship, or
excuse me, that's very specific.
Yeah, well, similar courses that would appeal to men.
Why would you want to meet another broke-ass person going into real estate?
Yeah, or, oh my God, real estate, right?
Yeah.
That's like a...
that's terrible. Yeah.
Or entrepreneurship. I'm breaking into entrepreneurship.
How? Good luck. And you're taking a class? Wow.
Mm-hmm. All right, don't skip ahead, especially if you recently re-entered the dating scene. You may find yourself wanting
to... I'm in class?
If you may... No, this is when you're...
Oh, I'm sorry,
somebody.
Okay. No. We've already met
you're
someone.
You're in the dating scene, you met somebody.
Okay, and he's doing real estate, I'm doing real estate.
Yeah, right.
Smooth sailing.
You may find yourself wanting to skip the tedious getting-to-know-you process and dive right into the good stuff.
Yeah, and by good stuff, we mean belly up.
By belly up.
Yeah, go belly up. That's the new balls deep. It's belly up.
Yeah. Okay, so they say, amazing sex and emotional intimacy.
That already happened in this paragraph? I am awesome. That men's magazine is working.
However, if your old high school gym teacher used to preach, you have to put in the sweat time. If you want to reap the rewards, you don't cancel those dates just yet.
Okay.
So don't cancel those other dates just yet. Oh, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, so keep some on the back burner.
Yeah, but keep...
That's what they're saying.
Yeah, but just don't. Skip ahead. Hey,
there's
a romance.
There's enough belly to go around. Don't worry.
Do indulge your inner Mrs. Robinson.
Okay. Oh, this is for women. Okay.
Yeah. Age gap relationships no longer hold the stigma they once did. So if you meet a cute younger guy while, cruising by the local university.
Are you kidding me? Hey, boys. You boys like wine? You boys like wine?
Hey, fellas. Why don't you belly up to this car?
Years ago when I was at home, two young men came to the door. They were selling some, like, energy plan or something.
What?
You know how they people are trying to make money. Like, they have young people selling knives or whatever. These guys are selling some kind of, like, renewable energy
knives.
Plan. You know what I mean? Like,
back
in the day.
With a knife is a robbery.
Yes. Now they do it with energy, green energy. Still a robbery. I just remember Greg was at home, but it wasn't clear that he was at home. And they just, I wanted to be like, boys like wine. We're ready to discuss that energy with you. Just to freak them out. They were so innocent. They probably would have been like, go. Yikes.
Is this really happening?
Yeah. He said it would. She's not even that old, but still.
Yeah.
Well, so while cruising by the local university.
Cruise by the local. Yeah.
How? How are you doing this as a 50-year-old woman?
They just say cruise, so it could be on your,
are you
your
in your
Segway.
Okay. On your Segway. In your Alfa Romeo. If you will. On foot.
On foot.
You could jog by in your Lululemon see-through yoga pants.
Yes.
See if anything happens.
Right. Or your Kate Hudson terrible.
Oh, that's outfits. Right. That stuff looks awful.
Yeah, gross. The don't is, don't date your kids' friends.
Well, no shit.
One exception to the cougar
really?
Rule, however.
That has to be in there?
Yeah, never ever date one of your kids' friends. It's bound to be awkward all around, and it could potentially damage the end their relationship, even if yours works out.
And here's what's going to happen. If you're a hot mom and your son, one of your son's friends bangs you, your son is never going to hear the end of it.
Oh,
they'll
probably
still be friends, but they'll be like, dude, I tagged your mom.
Yeah.
Woo! Like, and then he's going to have to deal with it.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a nightmare.
Oh, God. That's
so
awful.
You must hate your son, then, if you do that.
I just don't understand why they felt they had to include that. It's clearly a problem.
It is a problem. People don't have boundaries. People are
don't
looking out.
Don't bang your kids' friends. Like,
I'm assuming also they're of legal age.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I mean, this university.
Yeah.
You're cruising by. There's no, like, you know, early freshmen. Stay away from them. Make sure they're at least a junior.
Hey, have you declared your major?
Yeah. Is it wine? Okay. So this fall, I was looking at what are some holidays that we don't really know about, maybe don't celebrate. And so I found this October 16th, or the nearest working day.
Uh-huh.
If you're in the United States, Canada, or Lithuania, is Boss's Day.
We're not. Who's celebrating that?
Yes. Boss's Day is celebrated on October 16th. I didn't know that. So Lithuania and Romania, Canada and the United States. Why those four nations? That's a bizarre grouping.
Yeah, that is a very...
I don't know. It says, traditionally, it's been a day for employees to thank their bosses for being kind and fair throughout the year.
Oh.
Day was created for the purpose of strengthening the bond between employer and employee. I think the paycheck does that.
Yeah.
And although although it's controversial.
Yeah,
I'll say. You mean,
I'll say it is, too.
By controversial, you mean hated and ignored. So apparently it was made by a woman, Patricia Horosky. She registered National Bosses Day in 1958, she was working as a secretary for State Farm Insurance Company, and her dad was her boss. And it was his birthday. So she wanted to show appreciation for her father. And I say, bitch, either do it on his birthday or wait for Father's Day.
Oh, right. And don't make everybody else. Don't bring everyone else into this
thing. So the purpose of designating a special day in the workplace is to show appreciation for her bosses that she thought they deserved. She believed that young employees, probably who weren't working for their father, sometimes did not understand the hard work and dedication that their supervisors put into their work and the challenges that they face. No one cares.
I'm going to have Jaquetta Appreciation Day. So yes. Everybody can understand what Jaquetta does for how you know it. So.
And the following day is Katie Appreciation Day, so no sleep.
Yeah, right.
Like the Jaquetta Appreciation Party is going to go raging onto the night, right into the Katie party.
All should bring something for
Shop
Jaquetta.
2 days before.
Right.
You know? So it says, National Bosses Day has become an international celebration and is now observed in Australia, India, Ireland, and Egypt.
That's almost like, you know, when you have, you get like a little allowance from your parents.
Yes.
And then you have to spend it on them for a present. It's like, I just blew everything I made on the person who gave it to me.
But Bosses Day, we don't even, like, Workers Day, fine. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Bosses Day? No, they're already getting a celebration every time they get their paycheck.
Which is
like, what's to appreciate? 100
times higher than everyone else.
Yeah, and I mean, I can't. This is the thing. This was created in 1958 when it was like four times.
They already took little pieces of our souls.
Exactly, and I'm gonna thank them for it. Yeah. I don't think so. I'm gonna have a deer
box
waiting.
Of Godivas.
I'm gonna have a deer waiting for them outside their car. So I wanted to go into some advice on advice.
Oh yeah. Advice and Advice is the segment wherein we find advice on the internet that stinks, that's unqualified.
Yeah, and we improve upon it by giving our advice on advice, hence hashtag advice on advice. So this is like how to impress your boss, you know, on National Boss Day.
Okay, how do we do this?
So some of these I was like, I don't know. It says, wear red.
What?
To show that you're focused, committed, and trustworthy. According to a study published in the Journal of Hospitality and Tourism Research, waitresses wearing red earn more money. They're not working for their boss. They're working for the customer.
Yeah.
And when I wear red, I'm pretty sure people think I'm a whore.
Yeah, it's a sexy color.
Yes.
You're supposed to look, it's supposed to make the blood flow faster.
Yeah. I don't know, but are you trying to impress your boss by coming in with like a red suit?
I wore red for you, sir.
I think my boss might be scared.
Yeah.
That I was going to take their job.
Could you imagine the whole office shows up with red sweaters?
Yes.
You're like, what's going on?
But what if you think it's a regular meeting, and then your subordinate comes in like a tight red Armani suit. Like Scully, but red. I would be like, am I fired? Am I missing something? Like, I'd be scared. Anyway, it says the color red makes people view you as focused, committed, and trustworthy.
No.
This one company says, we've been in business for 15 years, and we encourage most of our clients to wear red. If you just want to stock a lot of red shit, that's fine.
Do that. Nobody's stopping
you. This is Kenny Frimpong. Brand marketing development manager at high-end Italian clothing store Arredi Pisano.
Well, if you start telling people what to wear, it's a problem.
I just want to see a bunch of people wearing red at the same place. That's all.
And that'll I just be want them to say, it's for you.
It's for you.
We did it all for
just
you.
Just a slow clap when the boss comes out.
It's for you.
Is that if you want to impress your boss, get up early and go to the office.
That's what you do. Come in on time. Come in 5 minutes before.
Come in 5 minutes before.
Something I'm unable to do.
Yeah, I come in on time. If you wanted me to be there at 8:55, you should have said that. People who wake up early are typically happier, healthier, and have higher satisfaction because no one else is around.
Yeah.
They're alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
They're saying that they're higher satisfaction compared to friends who prefer a nightlife.
I beg to differ.
I don't know anyone who doesn't prefer a nightlife, so I can't even validate this.
No.
Do you know any morning people?
You're right. I don't know.
I don't mess with them.
The morning people, once I know that they're up and happy in the morning, I don't really...
I gotta stay away from them. Yeah. You know, maybe they think we're being rude, but we're just like, dude, get away from me. You're weird.
It's too much.
Take your red suit. What if a guy came in wearing a red suit? Wouldn't that be weird? Full on.
And a hat.
And a red hat?
Yeah.
Okay. It says, wear makeup if you're a woman.
Well, that's every day.
Professional women who wear makeup are viewed as more competent and likable than those who go au naturel.
Yeah.
Naked. So, according to a study funded by makeup manufacturer Procter & Gamble. Of course they're going to say
yes.
It.
Oh, yeah. God.
It says you have to...
Estee Lauder, Procter & Gamble,
MAC,
Revlon.
They all say you should wear our product.
Right.
Exude, quote-unquote, executive presence.
Oh, presence.
What's executive presence?
Well, I imagine it has to do with posture, walking fast.
Mm-hmm. I think having a penis probably for a lot of people.
Do that, right.
Yeah, if you could just walk like that.
And then have power stances.
What's your power stance?
Hands on hips.
Hands
At all times.
My power stance is Run DMC. I crouch and I just throw both hands around myself. That's my power stance. And I go, yeah!
Right?
That's how I start a meeting. Yeah.
So you're crouched down at the head of the conference table?
Exactly. No, I hop up on it. Because some people can see me. I'm already very short.
Oh, so you hop up.
I don't appreciate that.
You hop up on the table. And then
I crouch. I throw my arms around myself and I go, yeah.
When you hop on the table, do you crouch and then spring up again?
No. I hop to a crouch.
Okay.
It's hard to do. And you're laughing now. But when you see it, you're going to be impressed. That's how you kick it off. It says, that exudes confidence. Come on.
It sure does.
I got nothing but confidence if I hop up on the table and crouch and go,
And the arm fling.
Yeah, and the arm fling. And then I just wait for the room to quiet. Then I start my presentation.
I'm going to do that at the next meeting.
Jump up on the table. You got to get prepared for it, though. This ain't Zumba.
Oh, that's right.
This ain't Zumba. It's more like Bhangra. So there's a, you know, and the last thing says, make them think your idea was yours all along. I always feel like this is a slippery slope.
Yeah, that's rude. And people are a lot smarter than you give them credit for in that case. It's like, I thought of that, and you're just saying it's yours.
No, the other way around.
Oh, see?
You got me. Damn you. And then I hop up on the table. Yeah. No, I'm trying to convince you that my idea was your idea all along.
Oh, that's a good idea.
It was your idea for me to wear a faux hawk.
Yeah.
All along, and that's why you like it so much. Thank you for letting me know about that. Without you, I wouldn't be able to craft it into a faux hawk. I appreciate it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Hands on hips.
I kind of want, yeah. Well, see, if you jump up on the table, crouch, and do the yeah, then you could stand up slowly, 5, 6, 7, 8, the hands on hips.
Okay.
I can incorporate yours in. Are your feet together?
No, they're apart a little bit.
So then I'll just undo my crouch and just be standing with my legs far apart.
Uh-huh.
And then hands on hips.
Right.
Anything else? That's it?
I think that's good.
That's a two-step confidence builder. When you do that with the red suit and convincing everyone that it was their idea, you're golden.
That's right.
And that's fall.
Fall for you.
Do you have any more fall stuff? We could do another small fall thing.
Small thing. Yeah, I don't have anything small. I just have some, you know, you've got to reduce your stress in autumn.
You just got it. Because you're going to have that.
Every season brings the stress.
Yes.
And they say shorter days, crisp air, colorful leaves, football
games. I thought these were good.
These are all good things, but there's so many things going on. So many, you know, school and work and blah, blah, blah.
Big game, yeah.
So they say that there's seasonal affective disorder, which is the lack of sunlight. Right. So exercising is the best way to put the brakes on this.
Okay. They keep saying exercise for everything. I'm not buying it.
Yeah, they say
it's sweat, too hard.
Break a sweat. Rake those leaves.
Mm-hmm. But don't have a heart attack while you do it.
And then that stresses you out even more.
Yeah. Maybe if you get up early and do it in a red suit.
Yeah. Let's see what I'll say. Oh, tailgating twist. Football season is in swing. Doesn't mean you have to destroy your diet or your waistline.
Really? Because I pretty much thought that was all about. We've talked about, like, tailgating is for, you know, fried for mac and cheese on a stick and beer.
Right. They say instead of burgers and chips, consider just the kebab and veggies and fruit and other lean meat.
Oh, yeah. That's why people go to the tailgate party, for the kebabs and the fruit.
And don't, and cut down on the alcohol or just, you know, switch down to something non-alcoholic.
Do they know what tailgating is?
I know.
Because it sounds like, you know.
Yeah. And I'd say the whole thing that we do, like, get your flu vaccine.
Yeah, do get your. Do you ever get them? I don't. I want everyone else to.
I'm not doing it. No, I'm not doing it.
I get sick once a year regardless. That's it. And it's usually from either a classmate or someone who I work with.
Yeah.
You know? No, because that's usually when it happens. Like, I was sitting next to someone in class today, and she was like, yeah, I'm not feeling well. And I was like, son of a.
Right. Spreading all her microbes all over the place.
Yes. Yeah. All over my spreadsheet.
You know, wash your hands, exercise, eat right. You know, it's the same thing every season.
Yeah. So nothing new. And they repackage it and put it out there like it's, you know, information.
Oh,
nothing
about
deer. I clearly informed you about how they're getting aggressive. And then nothing. Thank you for listening to Hey You Know It. Stay in touch with us during the week. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Tumblr. Go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. We'll read it on an upcoming show regardless of content.
As always, we love your emails. Send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com with your comments, questions, and segment ideas. Emails will also be read on upcoming shows.
Please tell your friends about us because you know we don't advertise. And let them know we can be found on iTunes, at Stitcher.com, and at heyyouknowit.com. Thanks.
Take a gander through the self-help section of your local bookstore and pick up a few new tips.
No. I was just musing earlier on Twitter. I say muse because it's not as eloquent as that, but I'm saying it anyway. that those all these self-help books out there, they're a bunch of corporate leadership books, and those remind me of, like, they're self-help for beta males.
Yeah. Oh,
trying
yeah.
to get alpha. Right. Like, it's just not, to stay away from self-help unless you know what it is that you're getting.
Right.
You can come
right,
up with
right.
anything.
Right. It's like, yeah, all you the know? Betas trying to be
an yeah,
alpha.
Yeah, trying to be an alpha. And there's a book for the alpha that's, like, next to it, like.
Here, one book for the alpha.
Yes. And it just says, you win on the inside. It's yeah. the mirror.
Killing it as usual.
Yes, killing it again. Look at you, you dashing man, you. Belly on up.
It's like two pages. That's all.
That's all, yeah. It's like a men's magazine. On one side says you're, and the other side says awesome. That's it. Right? Buy this razor.
Yeah. You dashing hairy.
Yeah, you just wowed her in bed. You didn't have to read tips on it. Buy this razor. You're awesome. Male. Okay, good. That'd be my advertising campaign.